We need common ground, not vicious competition. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what China's leader Xi Jinping says after wrapping up a meeting today with Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We've advanced our cooperation on fentanyl and other synthetic drugs, the number one killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45.
Blinken also says they'll work together on artificial intelligence amid trade disputes, but the biggest American concern remains China helping Russia.
The PRC providing components that are powering Russia's brutal war of aggression against Ukraine.
As the U.S. prepares new weapons and ammo to send to Ukraine, American military officials tell AP Ukraine's no longer using 31 Abrams tanks the U.S. sent last year. Five have been destroyed. The others considered too vulnerable now to Russian attacks. Former President Trump will soon head back to court in New York for more testimony at his first criminal trial. As we await a Supreme Court ruling, who knows when, on his claim to be immune from prosecution in the federal 2020 election-related case. Justice Samuel Alito was worried that if presidents are not immune,
will that not lead us into a cycle that destabilizes the functioning of our country?
Now, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson feared at yesterday's hearing what blanket immunity might lead to.
Wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office?
The demonstrations continue on college campuses across the country.
Free, free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
That's at George Washington University this morning. Now, there have also been protests against Israel and pro-Palestinian across the country. Campuses where there have been arrests from Massachusetts to New York to Georgia to Texas out to California. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We'll get an inflation update later this hour. A gauge the Federal Reserve closely tracks called personal consumption expenditures. The day after a report showed a bigger than expected economic slowdown that dragged stocks down. As of now, stock futures are rising on Wall Street. An Obama-era internet rule is back.
In 2017, the Federal Communications Commission repealed net neutrality rules. That meant companies like Verizon and Comcast had a free hand to charge more for faster internet. They were able to throttle or block sites or apps. But now the FCC is returning to neutrality, meaning providers of internet service should treat all traffic equally. The telecommunications industry opposed neutrality, saying government was getting in the way of business decisions. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The NFL draft will continue tonight with rounds 2 and 3. It started last night with three quarterbacks. The top three picks. The Chicago Bears took Caleb Williams out of USC first. Washington selected LSU's Jaden Daniels. New England chose Drake May from North Carolina. The next QB taken was from the University of Washington by Atlanta with the eighth pick.
The Falcons raised eyebrows when they selected Michael Penix Jr. because the team just signed quarterback Kirk Cousins to a four-year deal for $180 million. The Vikings traded up from 11th to 10th and took Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. The Broncos, with the 12th selection, went with quarterback Bo Nix from Oregon. a record-tying 6 quarterbacks taken in the first round. There were 7 wide receivers selected, including Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State, who went 4th overall to the Cardinals.
That's Fox's Jared Max. In the NBA playoffs, Denver beat LA again. So the defending champion Nuggets have LeBron James and the Lakers down 3-0. Philadelphia and Orlando also won last night on the ice. Carolina and Florida won NHL playoff games. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.